It is time for Overreaction Monday. We are back in studio, Rich Eisen along with Chris Brockman.
What's
after
up,
we were apart for Christmas and New Year's. Here we are. Good to see you.
You're just as handsome as ever, buddy.
I appreciate you saying that, and I wish I could say the same to you.
Come on.
Oh, gosh. The regular season is over in the National Football League.
Goes fast.
Time certainly flies.
Goes fast.
Time certainly flies on this program brought to you by our friends at Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code OVERREACTION for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
I used Game Time a couple times over the break.
Attaboy. Look at you.
Yeah, man.
Look at you. Did you use the promo code?
Absolutely.
Of course you did.
What am I, TJ?
We got tons of promo codes.
What am I, TJ? Come on.
We got so many promo codes. It's coming out of our ears. All right. So, 18 regular season weeks are in the books. We now know who are the one seeds, who's in super wild card weekend. There is a ton to overreact to. Is now every other team that didn't make the playoffs is news again.
Out.
Okay, they're out, but they're out. News again because they're already looking forward to next year.
Yep.
Tons to overreact to. Hit it. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have for me?
Let's just get right to it. Sunday night football, Bills, Dolphins, the Bills are going to the AFC Championship game.
I think that is... not an overreaction. I'm going to just go and just keep diving in head first here. I'm going to go diving in head first here. Even though I think the Chiefs can go into Buffalo and just flip the switch and say, Kadarius Toney, stay on sides.
Switch with them.
I hear you. Kadarius Toney, all he's got to do is stay on side. And
catch the ball.
And just the Bills have set it all up for themselves. Certainly for a team that was 5-5 and then 6-6.
Yeah, man.
If there's any team that showed you can be 6-6 and make the Super Bowl, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right?
Yep.
Who beat the Kansas City Chiefs on that day for the Super Bowl, but lost to the Chiefs to fall to 6-6. And so if there's any team that knows you can go to 6-6 and then come back and reverse a result.
Sure, it's been done.
Right. So all I'm saying is the Bills have an opportunity here that they haven't had in previous years, which is bring Kansas City to them. Have Kansas City brought to them.
Yes.
Bring us Kansas City.
Bring me the Chiefs.
And so that's the difference that makes this not an overreaction. However, there's miles to go before we see them play in the AFC Championship game.
Just setting it up.
Now, the true overreaction is that the Bills are going to host the AFC Championship game because you feel that the way that the chips fall will be Flacco going into Baltimore.
Can you wait like 30 seconds?
Okay, sure. I don't mean to jump the overreaction Monday gun. But at this point in time, the way that they're playing, I said on this show, I think in early December, and then reiterated it on our main show, can I refer to it as the flagship?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Is that an overreaction?
Why did it take us 18 weeks to come up with that?
Agent to the Stars, Jerry Subowitz, came up
the
to call Rich Eisen show the flagship show because we have so much going on here.
We have a lot happening.
So I've said, don't let the Bills in the tournament.
Yeah.
If you're the rest of the AFC.
No.
Well, they didn't listen. They're in.
They're the 2 seed.
They're the 2 seed, and they've won 5 in a row, so they've got momentum. They've got a quarterback that has put the ball in the end zone, whether with his throwing or his running, more than anybody else in the NFL this year. They have a defense that just keeps on ticking despite the licking that the football injury gods keep on throwing their way. So it does look like they are one of the best 2 teams in the AFC, and if it's chalk, they're in, and that they don't have to go to Kansas City this year. They know they've already made that visit to Kansas City, and they emerged victorious. So I'll say this is not an overreaction.
If the Bills were 13-4, like they easily could have been, dumb losses to the Jets in Week 1,
Broncos.
The Patriots and the Broncos, Josh Allen would be the runaway MVP with the season he's had. 4,500 total yards, almost 45 touchdowns. Who cares about the turnovers? We've seen MVPs have high interception totals. Look at Brett Favre. Look at Peyton Manning.
I hear
That's
you.
That's how close it is. That's how good this Bills team is.
All right, so I've waited 30 seconds. What's next?
Neither one seed is going to make the Super Bowl.
That's an overreaction. And I know that it's rare that both one seeds make it, and it's rare that both one seeds make it in consecutive years.
Here's my case.
And last year, both one seeds made it.
It has been the weirdest season that I can remember.
Uh-huh.
Right? Weird season, weird stuff happens. Both these teams rested guys in week 18. Guess what happened? They both lost. I think the rest comes back to haunt them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they... I don't want to say they both lose in their first game.
You think both are one and done?
I didn't say that.
You said you were thinking of saying it, which means you're trying to backdoor it. So if it happens, you could say I said it. How dare you?
I think
you can't slip that one past this goalie.
Neither make the Super Bowl. Too weird of a year.
Overreaction.
Too weird of a year for total chalk.
Overreaction because of what happened in Week 18. If the Ravens and Niners had beaten the teams that they probably would have beaten had they been full complement.
Maybe.
Would you have said this on the show today?
Maybe.
You're buying the Carson Wentz for the Rams hype?
No, we're going to get to him in a minute.
Okay. That's an overreaction. What else, Chris?
Oh, man.
Come on.
All right.
Come on. They were the best teams in football the Ravens beat them.
I don't
want to
hear the conspiracy of the Super Bowl colors. You know, that's a thing. That's happened many years in a row now, and colors theme for Miami is purple and red, so everyone's like, oh, the script, it's already
set in stone. You're saying Vegas?
Yeah.
Dude, Rogers said that on Pat's show.
It's been a thing for months.
I know.
Not into it. Neither make it.
Okay.
Neither.
All right. Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports. The number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman, tell everybody about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's fun and easy. Pick two players or more based on their stats and place your entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks and boom, you're part of the action. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports and leagues. Prize Picks even has a reboot policy where your entries stay in play if one of your players gets injured. For basketball and football games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with insurance for injury. I love Prize Picks because it adds to my game time experience. Look, looking ahead this week, NFL, Jahmyr Gibbs, total yards, Tony Pollard, rush yards. Boom, that's a winner.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the Prize Picks community. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code pigskin at prizepicks.com/pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know who else isn't going to make it?
Who?
Probably nowhere. Trevor Lawrence may not be the quarterback we all thought when he was drafted.
I think it's too early to say that.
20-30 career as a starter.
I think it's too early to say that. I think that his first year needs to be thrown out in the way that we threw it out last year. And we shouldn't discount that now that we've seen him clearly take a regressive step back.
Man, I was expecting a lot more from him this
year. I know you were. They were 8-3 on the night we thought he suffered a season-ending injury.
Could have been the one seed if they beat the Bengals that day. No,
I think this kid needs to get more time. I understand the way he played in college, the ballyhoo with which he was drafted, surrounding him.
Good use of
I
that.
Understand that those players usually by now, like Joe Burrow, will have already shown surefire awesomeness. And he's not, which now leads you to, but he has yet to, which leads you to say something like this, that he's not the quarterback we all thought he was when he was drafted. I think that's correct in saying that we thought he was a quarterback that didn't need much professional seasoning to show that he's as just as special as he was in Clemson.
Yes, absolutely.
However, if you're saying that he may not be the franchise quarterback who can win championships that we thought when he was drafted, that's an overreaction. So if you're saying he should have just been shiny out of the box, totally retransformed a Jacksonville franchise that needed a second form of transformation because Urban Meyer was the worst head coach in the history of the NFL, or the one who blew the biggest golden ticket in the history of NFL that he was handed.
We were all expecting that.
We can't discount that. We all thought last year was the page turn, and this year we're still turning another was a page. Right,
MVP
I get
candidate.
It. I know.
Jaguars maybe as a one seed.
I get it. I'm not willing to say that he's not going to be all that still. Can't say it, won't say it. Let's see what next year is before we can talk about it in this manner. But if you're saying that he wasn't the quarterback, we thought he was a quarterback who could just immediately transform a franchise with his talent and overcome Urban Meyer and already show Joe Burrow first overall specialness, yep, then he is not that quarterback right now. But I'm not willing to say that he's not going to be a championship quarterback in the league.
Where do you have him tiered? Is he top?
He's not top 10.
Is he top 15?
I think he's on the cusp. He's right around there.
Okay. So he's just a middle of the road average quarterback.
Dude, quarterback to .500 team that didn't defend its championship after being 8-3 and finished 9-8.
Absolutely.
So
okay,
he has to own. But I can't say that he's not the guy that they should start thinking about maybe not picking up his fifth year option. He's not in the Justin Fields category.
Oh, Rich, speaking of, look at you. It's almost like you do this for a living for 30 years.
But I haven't seen your rundown.
I know. You know what? Simpatico.
Okay.
Rich. 2021 draft class, rough year for those cats.
Including the one that we just
mentioned.
Including
Justin Fields, who has played his last snap for the Chicago Bears.
That's an overreaction, too. Like, you could say that for sure. That he's played his last snap for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I think so. I think he needed to win that game on Sunday.
I don't think it all came down to that, but I don't think it helped him.
Didn't look great.
I hear you. I just don't know.
Didn't look great.
If here's what Ryan Poles is going to have to do, the general manager.
And I know we're going to talk about this a lot in the next
few
months.
But let's unpack it. Since this is the first, now that we know what his entire season looked like and ended like.
And since I do believe that I was the first one to bring this up a year ago.
Okay. So let's hit this. What Ryan Poles is going to have to do is, first off, survive himself. Okay. He's going to have to be the general manager to be deciding all this stuff. And I'm assuming
I think he's done enough
Kevin Warren,
keep
the team president, formerly Big Ten commissioner. We had Tom Pelissero on our flagship show on Friday say that he does have quite a bit of say in what the direction is going to be.
Right.
And that includes who's the GM and who's the head coach. So if he is told you're the guy still, and Eberflus is told you're the guy still, and that's the way it's going to run. And I think that's the way it's going to run. Then what has to happen is he's got to take offers for the first overall pick. Like, seriously, and throw it out there. And that's going to be something that I think happens at the combine too. Remember last year we found out it was
March 10th,
it's March 10th,
right?
When the trade was transacted with Carolina and then became official 5 days later in the new league year. So all of this stuff is going to have to happen right now. And I believe Justin Fields is going to have to steel himself for a longer ride than it was last year, where he might have been told even at the Super Bowl, right around when we spoke to him, he He might have been told around the Super Bowl, you're good. And we're starting to look for what we're going to flip the number one overall pick. But that may just be because they didn't see much from Bryce Young on tape and CJ Stroud. And all you got to do is talk to, you know, anybody like who looks at tape, college tape for a living. Stroud's doing stuff on the field this year. He didn't do it at Ohio State.
Right.
Like he's taken a monster leap.
Yeah, he made a leap.
So, and that's part of the evaluation you're going to have to make of Drake May and Caleb Williams and what have you. And if they can get a godfather offer for the first overall pick to the point where they can supplement around Justin Fields and not have to trade any further down than, say, even the Commanders. Right? Or your Patriots at three. Or
there's not a lot of teams in the top 10 right that now. Really four is the Cardinals.
They say they want Kyler. Five is the Chargers. They're not trading.
I think Giants should move up at six. You disagree, but the that's Giants a team that's that. Out there.
Well, all I'm saying
Falcons
is that
if you could
make this move and not fall that far where you can still have a shot at Marvin Harrison Jr. for Justin Fields.
Sure.
And hook him up with DJ Moore and then have all of these picks. First and second round picks for this year and next year and what have you, then you have to consider it. The last thing to say here is you've got to pick up Justin Fields' fifth year option, which is half of Daniel Jones's annual salary. Mm-hmm. But then you got to figure out, is he going to be the guy moving forward? And you got to give him a contract commensurate to, say, Daniel Jones's or mid $30 million or something like that.
I don't think he's proven himself
and
to be that type of player.
The question is, which
yet.
Other team would be willing to take that conundrum on and flip you draft choices for that?
Right.
So you stay at one and start the clock all over again. There's a lot to discuss, but the answer is this is an overreaction. It's not that Justin Field has played his last snap for the Chicago Bears. You can't sit there and say with certainty right now on January 8th.
Yeah, that's my job. The case. Job is I know to that. Disagree.
Overreaction Monday is Hit Halftime, brought to you by Game Time. We know how frustrating it is to find the perfect tickets for the game or concert you've been dying to see. Certainly, if there's also frustration in the household as to which concert or event that you've been dying to see or game. Don't worry, Game Time gives you so many options and so many great ways to buy tickets to your next big event. It's so easy to use. It's easy to navigate and see where your seats are going to be. And also so easy to see all the prices up front. So you're not shocked by how much it's going to cost. And you also can get tickets right up to the start of the event, even an hour after it starts. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code OVERREACTION. You get $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account. Redeem the code OVERREACTION. Two R's in overreaction. $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. What else you got there,
okay,
Christopher?
Okay, Rich, second half. Let's do it. This team impressed me all season long, the Dallas Cowboys. I think there's a case Dak should be the MVP. Not my overreaction here. I do think this man helped him, though. C.D. Lamb should be Offensive Player of the Year.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all. I mean, Tyreek Hill started as a house of fire and didn't...
Not much in the last month.
I mean, didn't finish as strong as he did the entire season.
Yep.
And definitely didn't get stronger as the season went on. Unfortunately, a hip drop tackle that befell him in the Titans' Monday night loss about a month ago certainly played a role in that. Christian McCaffrey had an incredible season.
Incredible.
And I think he will be named a finalist. But I would give the award to McCaffrey over Tyreek Hill.
I'm with you
if
there.
If I was just the two of them.
I'm
but
with you there.
CeeDee Lamb not only started strong,
finished
not
strong.
Only played strong, but he finished Strong.
9 straight games to end the year with a touchdown. Set the Cowboys yardage record. This guy was a beast. Unguardable.
He set the Cowboys yardage record. He set the Cowboys catch record. He scored
awesome
touchdowns,
year.
Plural.
He was awesome.
In the final game of the year when they needed it. I mean, good Lord, you can't argue with that. Anybody who pushes back and says that's not the case because Tyreek Hill's going to the Hall of Fame and he was incredible in weeks 1 through 10, which he was.
He was.
Which he was. Weeks 1 through 12, you could even say. But weeks 1 through 18, there was one guy who did not start on anybody. Like, if you had a name going into the season, top 5 wide receivers in the NFL. Okay,
ooh,
you would name. You would name. Justin Jefferson would be one. He was number 2 on the NFL Network's top 100.
I mean,
top
fantasy pick all season.
Into the season. Tyreek Hill would be 2.
Yep.
Okay. Then you'd go, what, Devontae Adams would be a mention?
Devontae Adams, A.J. Brown.
Okay, A.J. Brown would be another one. Where would you put Deebo Samuel? Might be discussed and on your list somewhere, correct? I'm
trying to think. Let's just go through.
Is there anybody else that just leaps out at you?
Not really. Okay. I mean, you got the D.K. Metcalf.
Right.
Or
would CeeDee Lamb kind of be in the conversation? Where is he right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now.
Right.
Today, January 8th. Number 1.
That's right. Can't argue it. And I know there's a ton of people that would push back. And what he's done is made himself that too. And you got to tip your cap to McCarthy, who puts him in the slot, who puts him everywhere. He hides him. He motions him. He's unbelievable.
I got to say.
He is number one. He's the offense. He can be the offensive player of the year.
I've had
100%.
A lot of fun slagging on Mike McCarthy over the years. He has done an awesome job for Dallas.
Calling plays. Everybody thought, okay, here goes Kellen Moore out here to Los Angeles. He's
going
to turn Justin Herbert
into
the MVP. And instead, you say you think Dak's the MVP, and this guy's the offensive player of the year. And who's the one dialing up the plays?
McCarthy's been great. And that's why maybe we'll get to this, you know, on Tuesday later on the flagship show.
Nice.
Jerry Jones not giving him assurances that he's going to be the coach next year.
That's just the way it is in his world. Because he's got to figure out what
we'll
to do
see.
With Dan Quinn. Hey, dude, let me just tell you this. All the flowers we're handing out right now, 1 week from today, we're coming off of a Packers win in the playoffs.
I think we're getting ready for Bill Belichick, new Cowboys coach.
Oh, my God. Look at you. Get hotter in your takes.
Just wait.
Just get hotter.
Just wait, big boy.
Okay.
How about this? I think looking at Super Wild Card Weekend.
Yes.
Of course, we love chaos. All the home teams aren't going to win. Okay. Some road team's going to do it.
Okay.
But one conference will have all the higher seeds win on Wild Card Weekend.
Okay. So the crazy thing is, as we pointed out on our flagship show, the first 3 games of Wild Card Weekend, Super Wild Card Weekend. Do you have that, Mike? Even for Wild Card Weekend.
Are all AFC.
They're all AFC.
Boom.
And then the last 3 are all NFC. So the Bills, Chiefs, I really think the Browns are going to beat the Texans,
I do too, but
bud.
Everyone's saying the Browns, which makes me a little bit worried about taking them.
I believe in the Flacco Saints, and I know you two.
I do.
You
do
as well.
I do love the Flacco Saints.
I think the Bucs are going to win. You don't think the Rams have a shot to beat the Lions? Sam LaPorta was announced
story.
On Monday. Sam LaPorta was announced on Monday to have an outside shot chance at playing. It's a hyperextended knee and a bone bruise as opposed to an MCL tear or anything like that. So
it's a great story. Matt Stafford, the Rams have been awesome this year. Huge accomplishment for them to just make the playoffs.
I'm calling this an overreaction. I don't think there's going to be chalk.
You don't think one side is chalk?
Where it's going to be Niners, Bucks, and Lions at the Cowboys again?
Yeah, Cowboys, or, Lions, or Bucks.
Now let me sound it out to see what it sounds like. And Texans at Ravens and Chiefs at Bills?
You think one side goes chalk?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying this. In the history of the NFL playoffs, it is so rare for a quarterback to make his first career playoff start and have it look like all the regular season starts that led to that being their first career playoff start. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Flacco is.
Been there, done that.
Big time.
Yeah.
He is the king of been there, done that.
One of the greatest playoff runs we've ever seen.
Correct. And he's playing like it. So
yeah,
I'm
going to pick the Browns, but everyone picking the Browns has me a little worried.
As well, you should.
Has me a little worried.
Because Stroud is a wunderkind. He's unbelievable.
He's unbelievable.
Right. And and the defense can show up in that building in a way that J.J. Watt will tell you. The defense gets plugged into the crowd, and they go crazy. And I think this kid who's on the screen right here in Stroud is the version of J.J. Watt right now for this franchise. Man, I bet you he's taking that town over.
How good was that throw to Nico Collins to start?
It was. And it'll be great as we're recording this to have Michigan win on Stroud's home field tonight.
Nice.
Got to start speaking stuff into existence, even though it might age like cheese and not wine.
All right, Rich, couple more.
Wild card weekend. You
couple,
got any more on
couple
that?
Couple more. Bill Belichick.
Yeah, buddy.
He's going to be a playoff coach in 2024.
Okay, sure. Okay.
What? Are you in? Are you sold or not?
I don't know. I got to know where he's going.
Oh, we can sound it out. We can sound out where he's going. Let's just look at the possibilities of where he might go.
Stay put.
Stay put. Not a playoff team. He's not staying put. Goes to Atlanta. Rumor. Hot rumor.
Okay.
They are loaded with talent.
Okay.
And they have the number 8 overall pick.
Okay.
That team is dying to be coached well.
Uh-huh.
And not have the stupid things that plagued them all year long. They could have been an 11-win team this year. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Falcons playoff team.
Okay.
Commanders. Second overall pick. New quarterback.
Do you think the Commanders make the playoffs if he takes the team? If he takes over the team.
Come on. An actual head coach on that team? A lot of talent. Chargers. Oh, Justin Herbert is dying to be coached.
I hope he takes the Chargers job. That means Harbaugh stays at Michigan, maybe.
Like Belichick coached Tom Brady over the years. Raiders.
Mm.
Ooh, they have a playoff roster. They won. How many? What did they go? 8-9 this year?
Okay. You're talking me into it.
All right.
But I like to say it 100%. I can't do that right now.
You
got to
call your shot. It's January 8th. Call your shot.
Call my shot?
Belichick, playoff coach in 2024.
Sure. He's as good as ever, man. I'm telling you, he's as good as ever. He's locked in. He's exactly what you need. Somebody who's a hermit. Has no idea what's going on pop culture wise. Like, I'm sure he could be. If somebody told him that they made a movie out of Barbie, he'd be like, what? And hey, Bill, it made $1 billion. What?
He probably loved Oppenheimer, though.
He probably did see that.
He probably did.
Because he's a history guy.
He probably loved that.
I'm sure
movie.
He was all over that. But you know what I mean?
Might do your job.
That's right. And so one week after another, he just focuses on one week after another, one down after another, one quarter after another. He knows exactly how to beat your weakness. He knows exactly how to keep a locker room engaged. This year is proof of it. So, yeah, put him on in a new spot that loves him and gives him run of the place, and he's got the roster already inherited that he hasn't built, and he can then add his players to it. That sounds like a recipe for a playoff team for me.
I'll go one further.
Oh, God.
Packers blow out the Cowboys.
And then
Jerry makes the move.
Why do you want to put him
Jerry
in Dallas?
Jerry makes the move
for him
for
in
Bell.
Dallas. He will never do that.
They win the Super Bowl next year. Exactly. Cowboys.
Dude, it's not happening. You're out of your mind.
You don't think Jerry wants Bill to break the all-time win record with the Cowboys?
Okay. Dude, he already had Parcells there. You think Belichick's going to follow Parcells' path?
Yeah, because Belichick would go there and show Parcells do what he couldn't do, take Dallas to a Super Bowl.
Okay. So this is happening. Unless he stays put.
He's not staying put.
Okay.
What else? He's not staying put. Last one. And this, I got to admit.
That one was off the rails.
I got to admit, I did this one literally just to troll you. The Rams have the best backup situation of any playoff team.
Because it's backup Carson Wentz?
And you vociferously did not want him. Did not want Carson Wentz.
Because
I should have went one further. What I wanted to do was say the Jets would have made the playoffs with Wentz at quarterback.
Let me just say this. The thing that
you were impressed yet on Sunday, weren't
the
you?
The thing that, first of all, the Jets have their own 17, and it's Garrett Wilson, and Nakua is a different cat. I might have just named you the back-to-back offensive rookies of the year, but I still think it's going to be Stroud, the way that he won a do-or-die playoff game in a quarterback.
That was pretty impressive.
Driven league, you know, and his only strike against him is that he got concussed.
The Puka was incredible.
I mean, I hear you. But the thing that really did hurt me as a Jet fan is to see Wentz perform as well as he did. And the one who was calling the plays was Mike LaFleur, who was the offensive coordinator for the Jets the previous 2 years when Saleh took over. And they bounced him because he couldn't work it out.
And they brought in
with Zach Wilson. They bring in another guy, Nathaniel Hackett, who was worse with Zach. You know? And I may have culpa on our show today saying that. Well, but I just don't know if Carson Wentz coming into this situation would have been as good as the going into a situation with the Rams and McVay. And I was sitting there using that as a way for me to rationalize my take as I'm sitting and watching this at home. And then I read that McVay's like, kudos to Mike LaFleur, who called the plays. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's the guy that we let go because apparently we had to go for Hackett for Rodgers, who couldn't figure out what to do with the quarterback situation that the Jets let fester instead of getting Wentz. So the one that upsets me is again, it's Flacco. Because Flacco was in your house last year. You know him. You know what he could do. You know exactly what he could do. You know exactly what sort of offense would work for him. He knows exactly your organization. He knows most of the players. And he's sitting at home, and you're like, yeah, no, we're good. Why? And I just assumed he must have fallen off. Like, they saw firsthand that he couldn't do it.
Right. It was over.
And so now he sits on the couch 2 months longer.
Right.
And rusts that much longer.
And now he might win a playoff game.
Win a playoff game. Might win two.
Maybe. It'd be great.
And he saves a Brown season that could have gone the way of the Jets or the Vikings. And it doesn't. As a matter of fact, they are a team that I think, again, we mentioned it earlier. We'll say it again here on the pod. The Eagles are the other five seed. What's your confidence level and which five seed's more likely to win this weekend?
100% Cleveland.
Right? So, and which five seed are you more confident in winning multiple playoff games?
Yeah, 100% the Browns.
Which five seed you're confident in?
They can go to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, it's because of this guy. I know.
So the Rams have the best backup situation of any playoff team. A good one, Chris. That's a great one. You don't really care to hear the answer to that, if it's an overreaction or not. Okay.
Not really.
All right. I think Kyle Trask is a better backup. No, let's talk more. Let's say Sam Darnold's a better backup, which is another way for you to troll me.
If Stafford would to go down early in the game,
you have
confidence that Wentz coming in and keeping the ship moving.
By the way, if that happens, it's Goff versus Wentz. And the guys who go one two
in the draft.
Okay, right, and then maybe
on different teams now.
And then just maybe then they win again. The Eagles go on, and Wentz goes back to Philly in an NFC Championship game and beats them. Let's keep going.
What else you got?
Okay,
kind of rooting for that now.
Stupid. It's not an overreaction or a proper reaction. It's stupid.
Okay. I don't know.
I've come up with a new category. It's only taken 19 weeks.
You know,
it's only
insubordinate.
Yes.
And churlish.
And churlish.
You don't have to be so mean about it.
And I had to take a whole season preview show in 18 weeks to get to that point. Speaking of the season preview show, let me buck you up.
Thank you, Rich.
Because at this point in time in the previous iterations of our program, we would take this moment to predict what we're going to overreact to next week.
Right.
By giving you a little idea of what's going to happen in the upcoming week.
My front load.
And then maybe tweak a little bit of our friends in the media to say, this is the cheese most people will take, but not us. Not us. Only you to set me up in a very, sort of tongue-in-cheek way.
I got your back.
That's the nature of our program. But we're going to switch up. Because what's to overreact to? What is like? What would be that the Dolphins stunk all along if they get blown out by the Chiefs?
Dolphins are who we thought they were.
I just don't know. I think that's a regular season construct.
Like I said, Jerry's going to hire Belichick.
Plus, this is our first run through the playoffs. We're learning as we go along.
Yes.
So you mentioned on our text chain amongst the brethren here.
I might have said it just to you, actually.
No, dude, just to me? Or just to me?
It might have been just to you.
All right. And then you mentioned it pre-show.
Yep.
Of our flagship Monday program. Uh-huh. And then you mentioned it during the Monday program.
I did.
You would like to revisit some of your overreactions from the season preview show, which leads me to believe.
I didn't want to forget.
You got some right.
Oh, not just some.
Because you didn't get any right in the predicting week to week business. You were terrible at it.
So bad.
So I'll give you the floor.
Okay.
Let's revisit the This is. This is when we were sitting here on Labor Day, Monday before Labor Day. Week one.
Yep.
We were 3 days before the Lions beat the Chiefs.
Yep.
To kind of set the tone for the 2023 season.
We did our preview show before the year. I had 13 overreactions.
Wow.
Rich, you want to guess how many were correct? You know what? Which was laid out. The first one I said, you laughed in my face.
Did I really?
I said the Bengals are missing the playoffs.
Wow. Okay.
And I said they had a really hard schedule coming out of the gate.
Yeah, but you didn't say Joe Burrow is going to have his wrist blow up.
I said the calf might linger.
Okay. Which it didn't.
Which it didn't. But they did have a tough schedule out of the gate.
Okay. And you are correct. And Bengals are one of the six teams that made it last year that did not this year.
Yep.
Okay. What else? What else?
Next,
you got?
I said this will be Belichick's last season in New England. Now,
you're not right.
this hasn't been proven right yet. But I am chalking this one up.
Right now, this is in the L.
The chatter throughout the year.
Okay. All right. Right now, it's in the L, but it does look likely it winds up in the win.
Now, I said the Cowboys and Eagles will play in the NFC Championship game. That seems unlikely. However, my next one, the Cardinals won't have the worst record this year.
Yeah, yeah.
After it seemed like they were obviously tanking in the offseason.
You were believing in the pew-pew.
I just
thought...
At the time of Jonathan Gannon's
fireworks.
I didn't know what I was thinking of who might have the worst record. There it is.
That was to Rondale Moore.
I thought Kyler Murray would be back and they'd win some games, and they did.
And this is, by the way, well done here, because this is when they were going to go with Josh Dobbs, who they got at last minute.
Like a week before the season started.
It was either going to be him or Clayton Toon in their season opener.
Yep.
What else?
Rich, I said Lamar Jackson would be an MVP finalist.
Okay.
He's going to win the damn thing.
Impressive. That's a good one right there. That may be your most impressive one.
I was believing in the offense. I was believing in the new look offense, Todd Monken coming in.
Okay.
Odell, etc.
Right now, this is in the clubhouse of your most impressive shot calls.
There were some other really bad ones. We're going to skip all those.
Why?
I said the Jags could be the one seed. Or they will be.
By the way, at 8-3.
I know.
You look good.
It was looking really good.
Right.
I said 10 of last year's playoff teams would make it again this year. It ended up being 8.
Okay.
It ended up being 8. 6 new playoff teams this year.
Uh-huh.
I said Micah Parsons would set the single season sack record. I don't think anybody came close this year.
Right.
I said a superstar.
By the way, TJ Watt led the league in sacks again.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow. That's 2 years in a row.
X3 and 4.
Let's see. I said a superstar would get traded before the deadline. There were no big trades this year, really.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Serious Super Bowl contender would start 2-2 or worse. I looked at the top seeds here. Everybody was 3-1, pretty much. Justin Fields will set the single season quarterback rushing record.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Now the last two, nailed.
Okay.
I said someone will break the 63-year-old rookie receiving record. Did not know it was going to be Puka Nacua.
Now, let me ask
you
this question.
I thought it might be one of the other guys, but
let me ask you this question. If I told you on that day it would be Puka Nacua who did it, would you have even known what team he was playing on?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Would you have thought I was making the name
up? Yes, 100%. I was like, were you watching Moana over the weekend, Rich?
And this is a season ticket holder. Whose house is it, Chris?
Rams.
You should have known.
Mikey, we could host the NFC Championship game.
We're back,
Rich. And the last one,
yes.
The one that I am the most proud of.
Is that
of,
right? What is it?
The most proud of. I said, Rich, the Packers would make the playoffs and the Jets would not.
Oh, baby. Man. Oh, man.
Go, Pack, go.
That, I got to tell you. Now, you were doing it just to troll on me.
I kind of was.
Had no idea that 1 week later, the Achilles would explode and you'd have half that thing right on the spot.
Obviously, I was not wishing that. I know that. I was not wishing that.
Wow. Look at you, Chris. So how many did you get right?
I did think Jordan Love was going to be really good, and I'm right about
that. So I think that's the most impressive one that you got right.
I have 5 right with Belichick pending.
Actually,
so
I think the most impressive one that you got right was Lamar being an MVP candidate. That's impressive. That's number 2. You thought it would be the Jets' inability to win with Rodgers
and
Rodgers being
right.
no longer himself.
Not him getting injured and ruining the whole season.
His comeuppance is what you were driving at.
Sure.
Then I think the 63-year record of rookie receiving record, that's impressive. The Bengals not making the playoffs.
You
didn't think Burrow's hand
think
would
Burrow
explode
would be out for the season, but
although Jake Browning did finish nicely,
he did do really well.
And then the other two you got right.
Cardinals won't have the worst record.
That's not bad, also.
And then Belichick still
Belichick.
It's
not
winning
yet. You haven't gotten that one in the win column yet.
Pending.
Good job, Chris.
Thanks, man.
Chris Brockman, Mr. Overreaction Monday.
Week to week, not so good, but you're long.
You're long. You got the arc, man. You've got the storyline arc down.
That was fun.
All right. That'll wrap it up for this edition of Overreaction Monday. Be on the lookout for What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. Albert Breer will be their guest. He will give you the latest on everything going on with the coaching carousel that, as of right now, only two have lost their gigs from Sunday until Overreaction Monday.
That's right. So we're five overall, five total.
That's right. So,
hey, Rich, go blue. Good luck to
you. Oh, my God. You just reminded me my stomach dropped. I've taken my mind off of things. We'll chat again next Monday, everybody.
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
I mean, I dig Jey Uso because he's born out of great storytelling and he lived up to the opportunity and exceeded it. The LA Knight, he's way up on my list because here's a guy that's been around for almost ever, should have probably quit a half a dozen times, and he just forced his way into their life and now he's making money hand over fist. That is a story I love.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.